This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So, apparently the TV newscasters did a good job because my daughter's driving in right now on Highway 40 at Clarkson coming east. And she takes a picture out of the front of her car, and there's nobody in front of her. Three mostly clean, empty lanes as far as the eye can see. People are avoiding driving, but actually, she was a little surprised that there wasn't more traffic on the road. And 400 schools called off today. Now, I know there's more snow in some places than others, but maybe a little overreaction this morning. That's all I'm saying. Hey, want to welcome Mark Schmitz back to the show. Of course, father of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, and they've got a big event coming up this Friday, or this Saturday, I should say, for the Freedom 13. Mark, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, my friend. So, once again, this thing seems to grow every year, and I think it's fantastic. Tell us about the pub crawl.
So we're doing things a little bit different this year, this being the fourth annual pub crawl for Jared's birthday. It is Saturday, February 22nd, this coming Saturday. By popular demand, we've been asked to have transportation provided as an option to get from one bar to another. And so we've actually brought on five different buses, two of which will be up north, in one in St. Charles County, one leaving that's leaving from Mascots. And then one leaving from Florissant, VFW 4105, and that'll be traveling down to the St. Charles County area. And then we have three more down south, one leaving the Hideout in High Ridge, one leaving the DeSoto VFW, and one leaving from Perryville VFW. And each one will hit five, six different locations, spend roughly an hour at each place, and safely transport people from one location to another. But as always, people can just attend the, go to any bar they want to by their own vehicle. Obviously, we want them to be safe and drive responsibly, but it's obviously just to raise money for our organization and most importantly, to honor Jared and his fourth heavenly birthday.
Yeah, well, I think it's fantastic. And I'll just mention to people that obviously the money's going to go to a great cause. If it's something you can't attend for some reason, though, people can still make donations and they can. I know you've got some gear on there, some T-shirts. There's a gun raffle going on. Tell them how they can do that.
So all this is accessible by our website, thefreedom13.org. We've got a $13 a month donation campaign set up. We need about 3,000 people involved in that for each camp to basically just keep all the operational expenses paid. Makes it affordable for anybody to be a part of something bigger without breaking the bank. If you're a big company, corporate philanthropy type, we definitely are looking for sponsorships for finishing the construction on the property, which some of your listeners probably already know, but we purchased 171 acres down in Bourbon, Missouri. We've got two houses already on that property with 11 more to build.
Well, I mean, I think it's fantastic. I've seen some pictures from the property. I mean, things are moving along down there. You know, again, all of this in memory of your son and the others who lost their lives in Afghanistan. Mark, I just think it's great what you're doing.
Well, I'm very hopeful with some recent news that has come out that Pete Hegseth has now promised to investigate this further, and with the right administration in place, I think the secrets will start to be uncovered. So we're very, very optimistic that the truth is finally going to come out. Not only are the families need that information, but so many of the veterans that served in that 20-year war deserve the truth as well.
Well, I mean, it's insulting the way the family members were treated, in my opinion, by the Biden administration. So maybe Hegseth can scare up the truth now that you've got somebody in charge with a little bit of common sense.
We definitely have the right people in office to do that. So we'll see what happens, but. Yeah, well, we're gonna rock out this this pub crawl this weekend and sing happy birthday to Jared and raise a lot of funds, hopefully, and continue trucking along.
Well, best of luck with it. TheFreedom13.org is the website, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
TheFreedom13.org. You can also find them on Facebook if you want to go on there as well. And again, that's coming up this Saturday, February 22nd. You can find out which bars and establishments are taking part and where you can catch that party bus as well. Mark Schmitz, thank you, my friend. Thank you for giving us some time.
Yeah, thank you again.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon. Good to get him on here. And again, the bars are too numerous to mention here that are taking place, but all of those are listed at thefreedom13.org. And you can always go buy a T-shirt, a long sleeve, short sleeve to support the effort as well, or just make donations. They've also got a gun raffle going on there on the website. Carl Middleman, I hate to warn my friend Bo Matthews about that because he tends to win every raffle he gets in. You know what I'm saying?
I do know this.
He's probably not in the thought tub this morning. It's too cold.
No, he will get in on something like this because he loves that polar plunge stuff.
It's true. It's very true.
What is it like to win stuff like that? Because I'm always the person who enters and never wins.
Me neither. I never win any of that stuff, and Bo's just a lucky guy. I don't know, but of course you can listen to me and Bo on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors every weekend.
This week we're going to be talking about the St. Charles Boat
Festival. The boat show. All right, that's nice. That's always fun.
That's next weekend.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it this weekend.
Yes, we will.
Get more at 971talk.com.